It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James. World Ag Expo in Tulare, California, and we ran into Marv Post. And Marv is a producer from South Dakota, is also president of the South Dakota Dairy Producers. Great to see you.
Thank you, Tony. It's great to be out here in California. We're here representing the entire dairy industry of South Dakota. South Dakota Dairy Producers is actually the entire industry, composed of both processors, producers, and all the rest of the infrastructure it takes to make a good dairy organization.
You know, when those outside of South Dakota think of the state, they may not think dairy. Might think of row crops and other segments, but dairy really has been a booming industry for South Dakota.
Yeah, dairy in South Dakota has been growing in double-digit figures percent-wise for a number of years, and it's one of four areas within the United States that continues to grow in dairy, and we welcome all those that are interested in producing milk and using our commodities, corn, beans, hay, to produce that milk. And it's value added. That's what we want to do. We want to do value added.
Let's talk a little about you, and let's take it back to the farm. And did you grow up there, and how'd you end up where you are today?
Yes, I grew up right there, very close to where I am dairying right now. But the way I got there, it was a roundabout, because I was out of high school and had no plans of going on to further education. But I realized real quickly, working for another farmer, that I was never going to have an operation of my own by working for another farmer. So I went to school and got a degree from South Dakota State in dairy manufacturing and bacteriology. Went out into the producers industry for a while, working with Kraft Foods in Champaign, Illinois, back in the day when they were developing the Kraft singles. Spent a couple years in Champaign, then went to work with Lana Lakes in Spencer, Wisconsin, to also develop a competitive project. But the lure and the ultimate goal of being a dairy producer brought me back to my roots by Brookings, South Dakota in 1982.
So now let's talk about the organization. You're here at World Ag Expo. You're in the dairy barn. But why is it important to be here?
This was established quite a few years ago. I'm going to say probably 15 years ago, when we saw the dairy infrastructure and the dairy cow leaving the state of South Dakota. And at that time, the governor, Secretary of Ag, decided that, you know, that dairy cow is a great economic engine that they did not want to lose in the state of South Dakota. So they hired people so that we could revitalize the dairy industry. And that's where it started. And it's South Dakota has probably been here for 15, if not maybe 18 years, attracting those producers that want to come to South Dakota. And we can roll out the carpet, show them the positive benefits of doing business in South Dakota. We are open for business. We have a little bit different climate than they do down here in California. But with today's modern agriculture, the facilities are very conducive to producing a very good quality milk and a high quantity. Having that cows be there, the processors have really stepped up, and we have tremendous processing in the state. And in fact, we're here today because we need more milk. We need more milk produced in the state. And so we're open for business, and we will recruit and welcome anybody to come to South Dakota and build that dairy, and we'll welcome with open arms.
So you really stepped off into the next area I was going to ask, because production is one side of it, and finding that buyer on the other side is vital as well. Some areas of the country have really struggled with it. Sounds like South Dakota has a perfect fit.
Yeah, we have Valley Queen cheese up in the northern part of the state that just completed a 30% expansion of their facility. We have AgriPure that just made a $250 million expansion of their processing facilities there in by Lake Norden, which was about a 6 million pound increase on a per day basis. And today we're about 2 million pounds short of filling that need. So we are being built. I mean, the building is going on for it, and we had tremendous interest, and it's been really exciting to see the number of people coming through here talking about our tax base, our incentives to come and build that next structure and make that big investment in South Dakota. It's a big investment. If you're going to pack up your family and move from California to South Dakota, you have to be strong, and we're glad they want to be.
Well, have you kind of touched on this as well? But I want you to look into the future, if you will, down the road, let's say 10 to 15 years, maybe it's 20 years. Of course, it could be 2 years from now, but I want you to look at what really has you excited about the dairy industry, whether it's dairy industry in general or dairy industry specifically for South Dakota, but what really excites you?
Well, first of all, our business is based off in producing a very healthy product. When you start with milk that has so many good nutrient values to the human health, you have a product that you can go anywhere with. And then you couple that with an enterprise that in South Dakota, it's really a family. We have tremendous infrastructure. We have the processing, as we've talked about. And the thing that's really exciting for me is, yes, we are seeing built those 5,000 or 10,000 cow dairies with the parlors and conventional, what we call a conventional system. But it's also really exciting to see the next four dairies that are being built in South Dakota are completely robotic. That's a different step. And it shows the amount of capital needed, the investment on it, but it also shows that where the dairy industry is going. And technology is not getting left behind in the dairy industry. And so when you look at South Dakota State just building precision ag, where is dairy going to fit in that precision ag? And I think there's tremendous potential there.
It's great to see you. Best of luck in 2020.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you coming out and talking with us.
Marv Post is president for the South Dakota Dairy Producers from World Ag Expo in Tulare. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.